Hello, you are watching or listening to URL. I'm your host, Courtney Miller. This is an episode of a series that is all about the internet and how we internet and how the internet internets us.
Huh?
I don't freaking know. Today, I have the silliest person I've ever met in the chat with us today. The person who's forced to hang out with me, the one, the only, Miles Bonsignore.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. We've been chit-chatting.
We've been chatting. We've been eating chicken.
Hanging out. Wontons. Vibing. Miles, I have a lot I would like to speak to you about today. We are going to be giving perfect advice to our viewers and the community. They're DMs. They need help. We are going to be exploring your worst or best ideas online.
Perfect.
And we have a survey that we will be conducting throughout this interview that will be helping me determine whether or not you're allowed online.
I look forward to working with you.
I'm so excited to have you here because I was on your podcast.
Yes.
Perfect Person Pod, hashtag. And it was so fun. And like, I remember I was like in a rut when I came to be on your show. And remember how like emotionally vulnerable I was on that? Where I feel like people don't like me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were like, I don't think
anyone likes me.
And I was like, what are you talking about?
You were like, oh, why was I telling you that?
I don't know. I was happy you were there.
I was happy I was there because that was like, I think the most fun I've ever had on a podcast.
Oh, that's so nice.
And it like honestly made me feel differently about what it would be like for me to host something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here we are.
And here you are. Here you are, L.
Okay. Speaking of which, URL today stands for You Are Literally Back.
Yeah. Of course. You are literally back.
I just love about your podcast because you go, something is back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Something's always back. Something's always back, whether it's like sandals. Sometimes socks are back. Sometimes it's like frozen cherries are back.
What's back right now?
Right now in my life, currently what's back is hand cream is back. And it's only back because I don't think I've used hand cream in a very long time. And I got someone a little gift bag. And now I'm creaming my hands.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I love that for you. You're creaming your hands. It's also we're in a dry season, so I think that makes sense that it would be back for you.
Yeah. I got to be honest. I think I'm under-moisturized. And you can tell me. I mean, I'd like you to be honest as well.
You don't look it, my guy.
Thanks.
Let's introduce you a little more to the audience, shall we?
Please.
Miles, you originally, like, we've got accolades. You have tried many things in your life, have you not?
I have.
Yes.
I am a Try Guys cast member.
Yes. But you're also doing your own thing.
That's right, like. Man. I'm a small business owner.
Wow, what do you sell?
I sell PB&J. No. I do digital content stuff for my own channels and whatever.
But you sell advice.
I sell advice, honestly.
Yeah.
And it goes at a premium. But mm-hmm. I also, I started at Try Guys as like a production assistant.
I know. I think that's so awesome. Like the PA to going upward to producing hella podcasts.
Yeah.
And then now you're hosting one and like you're my favorite podcast host out of the Try Guys. Sorry,
that's
I have to say it.
Very nice.
I appreciate it.
But yeah, it is kind of a crazy, that I started there and I was just literally just like a guy who went to go pick up stuff. And then I was like, hey, I got my own thing now. It kind of all worked out.
I would say so.
Which is nice.
What was the weirdest thing you picked up for the Try Guys?
Oh, God. I remember one time I I wasn't a very good PA, by the way. There was one time I had to go pick up like a birthing, like a, like it was like I picked up a body, but it was basically like, they were doing like a like Try Guys try delivering a baby.
Amazing.
So it was just like a midsection with just a vagina. It was like a medical teaching device.
Can we look up what that might look like?
Oh yes, it is absolutely it.
Wow.
That is absolutely it. So I had to pick up that.
Whoa.
In my first couple weeks, I also had to watch birthing video compilations because of the same series.
I'll look that up.
This picture looks like the top half of a Barbie with a small head.
It really does. So this is kind of what I was up to. I was over there, and then I had to cut together, like graphic birthing compilations. And I had to go pick it up. And I remember I had to ship it back to some medical place. And the Dragons producer was like, don't you dare. They were like, it doesn't matter how long it takes. It's fine. We just don't want to pay extra for shipping. And I was like, totally. Copy that. You got it. And I went and I shipped it like first class. And it was really heavy and it cost like a ton of money. And they were like, why would you do this? And I just
sounds like she had a first class midsection.
I wore a lot of hats.
That's amazing.
Should my arm be here? Does this look natural?
I think you look amazingly natural.
Thanks.
Anyways, you also, but you didn't, you had a lot of other experience with podcasts or with shows outside of the Try Guys, didn't you? I feel like you mentioned something. Or like college.
I feel like a lot of my younger years were listening to podcasts and being like, man, how crazy would it be that like one day I would have a job that was like in digital content?
Ooh.
I feel like I yearned. I was yearning.
Amazing.
I was writing love letters to the industry. But I also, one time, you know, like Mark Maron's podcast or whatever. Mark Maron is like this guy who's sort of like an old internet, not even internet. He's just like an old guy who's a he's an old legend in the comedy space, and he has this podcast where he interviews celebrities. That's over now. But I was listening to his podcast, and I was walking around New York City handing out my resumes to coffee shops, and I was like walking, and the sidewalk was under construction. And as I was walking, this old guy holding a cigar stepped back into me, and it was him. It was Mark Maron. The podcast I was listening to had interrupted my regular life, and he was like, "Oh, sorry, man." And I like took my earbud out and was like, "I'm listening to you right now." And he was like, "What episode?" And I was like, "It's the Natalie Portman one." And he goes, "Great interview, great interview."
Wow.
And I was like, "This is what New York's gonna be like.
This is New York, baby." Wow, that's incredible. I always think that's so trippy. I've had people that listen to or watch us be like, whoa, I'm literally listening to you right now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She's like, this one person in New York, she was like, you're our third roommate at our apartment. Like, you basically live there.
We
always have you on the TV. It's wild. Amazing. And now you're hosting a podcast that is so fun, and that you toured it, and you're continuing to tour it. Perfect Person Pod, so you're like giving advice real time to real people in front of your face.
Yes, when people come to the show, it's anonymous, but then when they come to the live show, they like write down their problem on a little note card, and then we go through them, and then we select like the best ones, and then they come up on stage, and we read their problem aloud, and then they're just in front of the audience with us, and we advise them. It's funny to have people be anonymously like giving their embarrassing stuff, you know, on the podcast, but when they're live, it's so raw. Like, they're just right there.
It is different.
It's so different. This one girl, she just had a problem. It was I have been ousted from the Portland bicycle community for sucking a man's nipples by his request. And it was like a crazy...
Wow.
And she just was on stage being like, and then I sucked his nipples. And we're like, this is so wild.
What an amazing story.
I know. A lot of iconic characters out there. Wow. Everybody's got a secret.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get them.
I'm going to get them. I'm going to get
their secrets.
Okay. Time for an advice game. It's not really a game. It's not necessarily a game, but it's definitely going to be fun.
It's game time.
Clock in. It's game time. This is DM advice. We got some DMs that people need help responding to. So let's just see what we got. Okay. Bongo Bon. Somebody said, I get stuck in a cycle because I have a busy life and I'd rather respond when I've got enough mental energy to have a conversation instead of a half-ass response. But then I also get stressed because one, I've left it too long, and two, I don't know how to strike up the conversation again.
Okay, I've got a surefire way to blow this out of the water.
Okay, King.
Voice note style. Leave a voice note.
Are you a voice note guy?
I'm a terrible texter. This is so me, by the way. I'm a horrible texter. All my friends will tell you, they'll be like, yeah, you don't respond to anything. It's ridiculous. It's just because I'm like, I'll respond later. And then I don't. But usually if I just pick up my phone and leave a voice note that's like, hey, I'm going to give a full response to this later, but here's exactly what I'm thinking at this moment and I'll think about whatever. Then you sent something. Leave the voice note. And also voice notes are like great. I don't know. I just like the feeling of hearing someone's voice.
I've liked them. I did one recently like, pitching an idea to somebody because I could not text it out. I just needed to say it, you know? I just need to freaking say it.
Oh, no, it's also like, yeah, there's nuance lost in like text. So saying something can really help.
Real. No, that's nice. Also, yeah, just being like, hey, I saw this. I'll respond another time. But I relate. I get so overwhelmed by like a text and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll respond to it.
And there's so much humor to be had with a voice note.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different fun ways that you can just sort of play music in the background, leave a voice note.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, it's me.
That's good. Okay, another one. Another one. Ready?
Another one.
I'm a chronic never replies to the group chat friend. Same. I don't answer calls. I barely answer texts. Fred Durst could be emailing me and I wouldn't know. I am an extremely extroverted person, IRL, but I've had the worst anxiety over non-physical interactions since the pandemic, and I don't know how to get over it. Interesting.
Oh, yeah, this is tough because I am this person, but I know that it causes others annoyance. I am bad at replying in the group chat.
I feel like I'm such a Gemini in that I am two things. I am the person who never replies in the group chat, or I'm the person that tries to be funny and nobody replies or laughs to in the group chat. Like,
man, you're in a group chat full of people having fun, I've definitely been like, and then I say a joke and then that's the end.
Silence.
Holy shit, what a bad feeling.
Dead stop. It sucks. But so you want this person, I'm assuming, maybe wants to get back into it. Yeah. And I can relate to that. Like, I feel like I'm in my texting era right now. Mm. And it first starts with with topics that I know that friend is really into. Like, if I'm scrolling through TikTok and I get like news about something crazy, or like, I'll send it via text instead of just sharing on TikTok and being like, bro, how crazy is this?
Yeah.
Kind of things. And that got me back into like being that this is a channel of communication for me, that it's like on Sims, where it's like, if you haven't talked to anybody in a long time on Sims, the friend sign will go away. The happy face friend sign will go away because you haven't been like working on it.
Oh,
you know?
That's brutal.
So yeah, it's just like kind of gradual practice. I know I have people in my life that are like, hey, I'm trying to text one person a day. Like once a day, I need to text somebody something, or whether it's replying or about something fun, or just trying to like be more social. And that's how they started. So maybe that.
I like that. I also say, I think sending a GIF is a real easy way to phone.
GIF, yeah.
A GIF is just, there's something that has a je ne sais quoi of, it's just, everyone likes to see a GIF or a photo. Just like a fun picture of
a cursed image.
Yeah, cursed image. I was gonna say a fun picture of Steve Buscemi.
That's a cursed image.
Cursed in some way.
Do you know what a cursed image is? Have you heard of cursed images?
Like the deep fried ones?
When you Google search cursed images.
What are they?
It's so fun. It's just alarming photos.
Oh my God. Oh! What?
Go to the Teletubbies one.
This is horrifying.
This is just bad Teletubbies costumes. And it's just like images that it's like, who took this? How is this? How did this
happen?
That's
so spooky. The Teletubbies. Oh my God. But yeah, I think sending a
Hairless Mario.
Hairless Mario. Man, that's tough. But I think sending a photo like that, sending Hairless Mario could be fun.
There you go. That's a good icebreaker right
I think
there.
It's also like, then you don't have to. Also, to me, be the person that, what's the word? Exclaims, like where you're like hearting the messages in the chat or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good way to still be involved too.
You're backing like them up.
This one says, I could really use some advice. There's a girl I used to be best friends with. The friendship ended very abruptly. After a very passive aggressive fight, the results of years of me feeling like an emotional trash can for her and her being jealous and making snide comments about my other friends. Whoa. She reached out to me recently after 2 years of literally zero interaction that she wanted to talk about what happened and if we could meet up. And I haven't replied to her because, to be honest, I don't know if I have anything to say. But I do feel like ghosting her is kind of rude. What do you think? Love the show, by the way. Courtney's a wonderful host. Aww. The guests are so fun.
Yeah. This is interesting. I think that this is an example of, I mean, I don't know. I'm such a why not type person that I like am. Yeah, it's like, why not go get coffee with them? But I also get that people, I think that some people are just like, this person wronged me and that's it, and they will never change their ways. I think that's totally fine, like, and valid. Like, also, you felt like an emotional trash can and she took out the trash.
Sheesh. No, that's real. I feel like there's like nuances to this of, after 2 years of being away from a friendship, you might realize like, oh, like maybe we weren't really meant to be friends for ABC reasons. Totally. Like, we actually never had anything in common, or, you know, or like, oh, it's been 2 years. I'm a different person now. I don't think she would want to be friends with me anymore. I mean, if it was meeting up for coffee, I'm an anxious person and I'm like, I don't know. But if it was like a text back and forth, I don't know. I've been in therapy for like 6.5-7 years straight. So I'm like, I'm equipped. I have the tools to have a difficult conversation over text.
Yeah.
But like, and I would be willing to have that. you know, because it's over text and it's like less scary, but we could still find some closure so that if we ever do see each other in person again, it's not so bad.
Oh, you know what's interesting is I feel less confident over text than I would in person. I feel like there's like something about the warmth and the and like especially with something like this, you have an awkward situation with a friend, you're both meeting up. Mm-hmm. There's something about the, like, it is so awkward that I actually feel like I'm good at owning. Like, you meet with someone, you're just like, hey.
You're
like,
so it's good at that. See,
you know what I mean? Like, I think there's something about that that I actually really like, which I don't know why. Maybe I'm f***ing sick.
I think you kind of are. I think you just have an energy that, like, is disarming. And so when you're there, you're like, hey. And they're like, yeah. Hey.
Yeah, or like, yeah. Like, I just remember, like, it's like, yeah, laughing your way through a something that there's something about that that I really like.
No, that's very human and something we're probably losing in a lot of ways with, like, people being behind their phones and like having so much go through that. Like,
yeah. And I think it's also, I think it's, I like that feeling because it is this idea that everyone is sort of just doing their best, even if their best is like a bad job. Mm-hmm. And I think that is like, you know, it's like, I've been wronged by people.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think you need to forgive every person, but I think it's, if you can just be like, they were doing their best. It was not good enough.
Yeah. You can't get mad at a fish for trying to fly and hitting you in the face.
The fish fly?
There's, I guess there is one kind of fish that can fly. I just mean like, with someone who can, no,
the fish flying.
No, like me trying to fight you. No, like when, so it's like you simply like, someone who has just different tools than you is trying to fix your TV.
Completely, yeah. They're like trying to do a blowtorch on it.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not what I needed, nor what I want.
But that's a great blowtorch for you.
But that's a great blowtorch. So like for this person, I would be like, if it doesn't put you out to like, you know, have this person out there and it's not resolved, that's fine. It would for me. I don't like knowing that anyone is out there being like, this person, we have a weird, awkward, yucky thing. And if I see them, it'll be weird. You know, I don't like that feeling.
No, I don't like that feeling either. I best of luck with this. You don't need to assume that a friendship's going to start up again. Because I've literally been in this situation before.
Yeah.
And that person was like, I want to be friends again. And it wasn't that I didn't want to be friends with them. I was like, we are just so different people now.
Yeah,
like, we can't pick up where we left off.
Yeah, having like too much of an expectation is a no-no. You can't be like, we're going to be friends again. It's just like, maybe we just won't be enemies. And that's fine.
Yes,
that's
like, let's let go of any ill will or awkwardness and let it go to the wind. And like, if you see each other again, it's not as weird. Yeah. I hope that person, I hope it works out.
Hope they get after it.
Yeah, go get them.
Go get them. Go get them. Also good advice for every situation.
Go get them.
Just go get them.
Okay, next one. My brother's high school girlfriend sent me this. Mind you, he's engaged to someone he's dated for almost 10 years now with 4 kids. Hey, so this is very out of the blue, but do you know how I could reach your brother? We usually talk every few months and I haven't heard from him. I'm starting to have stress dreams, LOL.
Uh-huh. Looks like your brother is up to something odd.
Out of the blue.
Every few months is not that often.
My brother's ex, essentially.
Yeah. And he's now engaged.
And they've been there for 10 years. So and they have like, children.
To me, the brother's high school girlfriend is having a mental crisis.
It's like
it's like, hey, like you know what I mean? Like, sometimes that is just true where someone is, this is not really even about the brother.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? It's not. It's only about the brother's high school girlfriend. And she's, like, stressed out. And she's like, wait, like, my high school love, I haven't talked to him in a couple months. Maybe I should reach out to his brother. Like, all of it doesn't make any sense.
That's so strange. I'm like, suddenly what? He's just like stopped responding to messages or...
But also, we just don't know all the facts.
We don't know. No, this is like less than a Reddit story. Like, we got scraps. But
also, how I could reach your brother, it's like you reach him the same way you probably have been before, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I would, if this happened to me, I'd be like, I would tell my brother. I would be like, hey, like, this person reached out to me. Like, do you know anything about this?
Yeah. And then let them figure it out.
Yeah, then it's moved on. But this is the type of, like, fixation that you only get from someone that's, like, been awake for 2 days straight.
Yes, where they're just thinking about a lot. Yeah. I feel like I would be like, hey, they're fine. They're alive. My brother is alive.
Don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. Best of luck.
Smiley face.
Can you work on Sunday? Uh-oh.
Wow. Bummer text to receive.
I do not envy people who like the schedule. I haven't had to deal with a schedule job like that in a long time.
That's terrible.
Just the nightmare of it all.
I mean, I remember because I worked at coffee shops and stuff. Mm-hmm. And usually if it was a can you work on Sunday, it was picking up an extra shift. But this almost feels like it's like you're 9 to 5-ing. You're not gaining anything. You just have to whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. I worked at a play place and then for the first year at the pharmacy, it was like that. And then I was full-time at the pharmacy.
Full-time farm.
Full-time farm. Big pharma.
Big pharma.
My bestie. but it's always scary when they start asking and kind of overstepping when it's like, this is my days off, please.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mess with my days off. I would say, I'm sick that day.
Yeah, I mean, you can go, to me, it's like, you can either go passive or aggressive. You go. You can't go passive aggressive.
Yeah.
But you can go passive or aggressive. Passive is, I'm sick. But aggressive aggressive is, would love to, let's just talk about compensation.
Of course.
Because I think that's like always kind of the move. It's just be like, yeah, totally. What would you like me to deprioritize on Friday so I can do Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Like this is assuming like, oh my God, if it's like a 9 to 5 days of the week job being asked to work on a weekend. Yeah.
Completely. I think it's also just like anytime you can play mental chess of like, oh, you're asking me to do this? Well, then I can not do the other thing. Do you want me to do this?
Yes. No, it's a very big of like, okay, does this mean I'll get a comp day next week?
Yeah.
Is this going to be considered overtime?
Yeah, right.
Like totally about that. Or if you're just like, if you simply don't want to work on Sunday, you could be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I have like a family thing that I can't miss.
But you also could just say, just text,
No.
Most powerful word.
And that is so true. No. Look at me. I'm so scared.
We're trying to dance around
it. I'm scared of the word no.
I'm sick and my family's, everybody has a problem.
I'm sick today and my family's getting married.
But imagine just, can you work on Sunday? No. It's clean. It's beautiful. There's something so nice about that.
Yes. Or like you fancy it up so they can't even like fight it. I like using word spaghetti to like, so it's like, I unfortunately am unavailable that day. Thank you for considering me.
Yeah, right. I like the idea of using no and using the like iMessage impact where it goes
no
boom. No and it explodes into a bunch of no's.
I use like a Samsung flip phone, so like if you do certain text things on my phone, it'll make like, if I do ha ha ha, an inflatable man starts. I just realized a lot of these, this is a game that I brought to do with you, and then I realized that I was answering them all first and not letting you answer very much.
Hey, so, we're jamming, we're jamming. We're jamming and we're jamming. We're PB and jam.
Okay, that was all of the community posts that we took today. Thank you for playing. Thank you for helping
with the
advice. Hope y'all who were in there learned something. Sorry if we didn't get to your message. Maybe we'll play again. Okay, so since you've had so much experience giving advice in your career, where do you get your advice nowadays?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. My lovely wife, Sarah Bonsignore, I feel
amazing.
Like she's quite wise. She usually checks me if I'm being insane. Or she gives me great guidance.
See if you're being insane.
Exactly.
She puts you in a straitjacket.
Yeah, exactly. She sort of locks me up. No, she gives me great advice, great guidance. I feel like it is sort of a cliche, but I think that as I've done the show, I have gotten smarter because of the people that I've talked to.
Aww.
Like, I think it's just the example of like, if you listen to a lot of different people and like how they're struggling, and they'll be like, I'm dealing with this problem or whatever. I feel like I have by osmosis absorbed their problems.
Yes.
And then like,
you've lived many lives almost.
Yes. I've been more equipped to deal with my own, you know, whatever, anxiety.
Since you've been around and tried so many things and have had so much advice in your life, what's like the best advice you've ever gotten?
This is a two-farter. The first fart is my dad gave me advice when I was like going through a lot when I was younger, and like we had just like crazy stuff going on at home, whatever. And he was basically just like, the older I get, the less that I know. And if you just live your life like that, you'll like, it might be more okay. Just the idea that like, you don't learn more as you get older, you actually learn less. And I think that is so true. When I was like 18, I felt like I knew everything. I was just like, I know exactly who I am. I know exactly how the world works. I know exactly how people are, whatever. And the older I get, it's almost just like you're leaving room for empathy. You're leaving room for growth. You're leaving room for like, I actually don't know, like what a fascinating place we live. And I think that's, advice that I've lived by.
I love that. No, that's like so, it's being open-minded. Like me and Shane talk about this a lot of like, our parents or like parents in general should hope that one day that their kids are smarter than them.
Oh, 100%. You know? Yeah.
Because I think we deal with the opposite nowadays where people feel like their parents are not listening to them or will never learn from them be open. But like, yeah, it's just I think it's just sometimes open-minded and gracious to be like, I assume I'm not the smartest person in the room
by far. Absolutely. No.
Yeah.
And the world, I think it's also like when you encounter things that are unique or different or new, it's just the idea to be like, how interesting.
Yeah.
Like, what a fascinating world where that gets to exist. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to endorse every single whatever, but it's like you find someone that's eccentric or interesting. It's just like, what a great world we live in that, like, people are so weird and interesting, and that's, like, super exciting.
Yes. It's, like, very, like, not dismissing of, like, what is all that?
But you also don't need to be like, well, I guess I'll do that, too. You know, it's just like,
real.
Living with an openness. And I think the other one is relax.
Relax.
That, I think it's just like, me and my wife were talking about this the other day, but like, we were both like feeling anxious for whatever reason. And then I was kind of just thinking, like, there are serious times to be worried. Bad things happen. Like, life is long, you know, people pass away, people get sick, jobs get lost, things get broken, whatever. But it's like, then don't worry about the stuff that really doesn't matter, because that stuff will happen. And then it's okay to worry about it, you know?
Yes.
Easier said than done, of course. But
no, and life is long. I've been saying that, dude, because I feel like growing up you always heard life is short, and then I've just been in an era where I'm like, life is so long.
Leave every door half open.
Let the air come in, let the mosquitoes get you.
One advice I give on Perfect Person a lot is like, people call in and be like, this person like said something that hurt my feelings. Like, I'm thinking about just sort of excommunicating them from my life. And my advice is like, life is long. You don't need to have a Game of Thrones season finale with every person that wrongs you. It's okay to be like, hey, this hurt my feelings. Like, maybe like, let's just hang out slightly less, right? Like, it's just take distance away from everything. You don't need to be like, this is over.
Yes.
Like, it's okay to just not like be like, hey, this hurt my feelings. And then you just don't hang out with that person for a while. You know?
Right. No, like just needing space. I get that so much, because on Reddit stories, that's like so many of the comments that we read where it's like, get them out of your life. They're done. They're gone.
Yeah.
There's so many people that are not in my life anymore, and that you think like, oh, I'll just never see him again. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's like, no. Oh, look at them. They're still around, obviously, because life is long and they're doing well. And that's amazing. And like, we're all going.
Completely.
Trucking.
Yeah.
And then is there any like content that you enjoy watching that like you learn from too?
Oh, what am I learning from? I mean, I've been watching The Blacklist.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Which is a bad
It's an old
show.
Crime show, right?
Yeah, well, it's like a 10-year-old crime show with James Spader, and he wears a fedora most of the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's sort of fun.
Do you think fedoras will ever be back?
I'd like them to be. I think the people were too hard on fedoras. I think people bullied people with fedoras, and I think the fedoras should come back in a big way.
You know what? That's honestly so true. Like, thinking about it, a fedora was like a unique character.
Hilarious.
Additive. They're hilarious.
Hey, see?
But it's like,
fun.
God forbid a man try to be unique, you know?
Right?
And like have like something stylish and different.
Yeah.
It's like, ew, you're not looking like a military cookie cutter man.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
On. Yeah, by the way. Yeah. And fedoras, it's like, okay, we're okay. Everyone's like, you know, wearing, oh, they're a cool alternative and performative male reading the book. But we can't, but I can't wear a fedora to the grocery store.
God
Come
forbid.
On.
What if it's raining? What if it's raining and I want to protect the little vicinity around my face?
I want to keep my face dry.
Just my face. I will say I had a couple fedoras when I was a teen.
You did. I also had one. I had a pink fuzzy hat as well.
Where did you wear this?
I wore it one time to the state fair.
Amazing.
I got made fun of.
How can someone make fun of you at the state fair for wearing a fuzzy hat?
I literally have a vivid memory of wearing, I was like, it was like,
please
this
tell the story,
pink
please.
Fuzzy bucket hat. And I was like, it was almost alive. It was like that fuzzy. And I got to the thrift store and I was walking by like, and I was like, I'm the most awesome kid in the universe. I think I was in like seventh grade. I just remember some guy being like, yo, look at that guy's fucking hat. And I was like, I am never going to wear this ever again. I was destroyed.
That is such a movie moment. Look at that stupid hat.
They were like, check out this fucking guy's pink hat. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to wear, I don't know, big baggy clothes now.
Yeah, just be boring. And now you're not, like, that was you were exploring yourself.
I was exploring myself. I was getting wild. I had bleached blonde hair in sixth grade.
Wow.
I bleached my head and then I emailed my entire class about it.
Miles!
I'll send you the picture. I bleached my hair. I cut it really short. I bleached it. And then I thought it was so awesome that I wanted everyone in my class to know that I was changed. That over the summer in between fifth and sixth grade, I had sort of become new. And I was like, it's crazy that they think that I'm the old me, but I'm the new Miles. And I emailed a picture of myself with no text except for the subject that just said summer.
That's amazing. Was there, because there was no social media yet.
There was email. I had like an email client called First Class. And so we would just use that as our social media. I remember like we'd go to the computer lab and I would be emailing the girl and we'd be like, I have a crush on you. And then they would like chase us around. That was the game.
Yeah.
It'd be like, I like you. And then they'd be like, no. And then we'd run around.
Yes. Boys versus girls was what we called it in elementary school.
It was great.
Before we learned about like gender complicating life, you know?
Yeah. Boys versus girls.
Boys versus girls. No, that is amazing, Miles. I cannot believe you were, that's like you emailed, like, cause for me, my favorite thing about like first day of school was like, I want the first day of school. I want it to hit that I'm different.
Yeah. Look at me.
It's like in Drag Race when you like have your entrance look, like, that's how I felt.
Did you dress cool in middle school?
I was a hand-me-downs person. I was number 5 out of 7 kids. So like I didn't own my own clothing. I think, well, when my parents got divorced, my mom had a phase. So she was, I was in head-to-toe neon Gap clothes.
Oh, beautiful.
Like she bought like a neon pink and orange. Like, you know how there's like school uniforms, like the plaid like dress or like skirt. She got the neon pink and orange plaid, which is like, looking now, I'm like, that's a sleigh.
Like,
but it was like that with like brown leather shoes and like neon pink high socks, like hot pink, like this color pink high socks. I remember showing up to school and immediately being like, oh no, this
you were bright as a star.
Yeah, that was elementary school. But middle school, I wanted to dress like High School Musical so bad.
Well, that was the cool, like dominant, you know, culture then.
Okay. We don't have a name for these like burning questions, like, or like hot ones, like hot questions or whatever.
Oh yeah.
So like what we've been calling it, we called it buffering questions. I did pitch that.
Oh,
I just
buffering.
Be spewing words, you
it's
know?
It's like a classic internet. It's like, yeah, they're like code red.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Miles, can we see your screen time?
Holy
you know,
shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Let me pull up my phone here. My screen time is probably going to be bad.
Yeah, well, duh. Well, I want to see what apps you use the most, et cetera.
Oh my God, this is going to be humiliating.
It's okay. It's okay if it's like Pornhub app. 8 hours.
Holy shit. By the way, how crazy with you have a guest on that you are not expecting, and it's like, whoa, Brazzers app, like kind of
app.
Blowing it up. Yeah, like downloading the Brazzers app is so
it's
fucking
like Brazzers
funny.
Plus.
Okay, so is this my day or my weekly? My weekly average. Okay.
Yeah, let's go, King.
Okay, weekly. I've got 5 hours and 14 minutes on Instagram. Ugh.
Instagram is your main.
I guess Instagram is my main. And it's because I deleted TikTok because I was not responsible enough. I felt like it was like getting my brain chemicals messed up.
It's a vacuum.
It's a vacuum and it can be really fun, but I felt like my algorithm was bad and I would go on and I would be rage baited. It'd be like, someone would have some horrible take.
Ugh.
And I'd be like, ugh. And then I'm scrolling through the comments and I didn't realize it wasn't fun anymore. So I stopped. So now I'm on Instagram.
No,
Chrome.
That's so real.
3 hours and 26 minutes on Chrome.
Chrome. You just be on the internet.
What the hell am I doing on Chrome?
You're just looking around.
On browsers.
Browsers.free.
Browsers.free. No, what am I doing? I do like work stuff.
Probably like all the like Google Docs or things.
Yeah, like maybe it's that. I honestly really don't know. Messages, 2 hours and 10 minutes.
You okay. Be messaging.
You know I'd be messaging. Some of these apps are just running in the background because Sidus Link Legacy, 1 hour and 52 minutes.
Whoa, is that a game?
No, it's an app that used to control Amaran brand lights. Am I right?
Oh,
okay. The people behind the cameras
to
know.
All the crew had the thumbs up.
Yeah, but I'm not using Sidus Link all the time, so I think it's just running in the background.
Right, like you use it and then film and then forget about
and
it.
And then 1 hour and 5 minutes, Nanit. Yeah, that's right.
What's that?
It's the nanny cam app. It's the app that's like over my baby when he's napping.
That's cute.
Yeah,
that's the best streaming platform as a parent, I bet.
It's true. But honestly, this isn't so bad. I think Instagram is pretty bad. But other than that, what is your primary go-to?
Unfortunately, it's TikTok. But like, no, you're so right about the algorithm. It's like having that person in your life that can just kind of ruin your day.
Well, it's like a drug dealer. It's like... He's like, hey, you want some brain chemicals? Like, come on down.
I feel like you as a person are the polar opposite of the idea of rage bait. Like, you are like joy bait, if I may say.
Oh my God, I'm honored. That is so sweet. I think that, I try not to, like, I do a thing where for a while I would be rage baited and then I would have a draft of a TikTok that I was trying to make about something. I think that probably like 25 times I've almost made a TikTok about like an ongoing trending drama that pissed me off. And then I've gotten all the way to almost posting it and been like, it's not worth it. Delete, move on.
I've done that where like halfway through filming, I'm like, they got me.
Yeah, they
like,
got me. They totally got me.
I was baited. I am rage. Like, I totally get that. I think I made one once that I did post where it was like, this TikTok shop era, people are being so mean when they advertise, where they're like, if your trash can looks like this, you're ugly and stupid. You got to get this one on TikTok shop. And I'm like, don't you dare call my friend.
My friend is so, I'm not stupid. You're stupid. Not,
my trash can is normal.
My one that I get all the time is the guy who's selling the gum. Do you get that one?
Guy who's selling the gum?
This is a guy who's like, your teeth are nasty and full of...
Everyone's nodding.
Your teeth are full of poop. You gotta get you gotta get underbrush gum or whatever. And it's like, gum, new gum is so yuck. Old gum they made in ancient times is way better. And he's like making meth with, like, as he's doing it. He's got like a Bunsen burner and he's like cooking.
He's like pretending
weird
to make the gum?
It's crazy. Yeah, he's making ancient gum. But it's not really, like, who knows? It's probably just from a different factory.
I think I've been trying to when I'm scrolling. You can see what they're trying to do. Like, oh, this is clearly a rage bait. Or like, oh, this is another one that's like, I'm just supposed to be scared. Like, I get a lot of like, man, following me home.
I know. What is that?
Yeah. Also, someone on our cast recently was at a bookstore and they overheard a guy bothering a woman over and over.
Oh, my God.
So this cast member walks over and goes, hey, is everything okay? And they're like, oh, sorry, it's a sketch. And they were just filming a fake rage bait TikTok of harassment.
That makes me so mad. That's like, why do it?
I would have lectured them right then and there.
Yeah, that's... I'm
like, don't do that!
And then somebody would have taken a video of you like...
Yeah! It's like the levels. All right, next question. Do you own a toilet?
Yes, I own a toilet.
Okay, I just had to ask because when you sit down on the toilet, what's the first app you open?
Oh, my toilet app? I mean, I'm embarrassed to say, but it's YouTube Shorts.
Okay, no, that's okay.
No,
I think,
not okay, but...
Is the weird content? Do you not feel good when you watch it?
It's browser's content.
YouTube Shorts had some weird eras in the beginning.
No, my YouTube Shorts is all, like, network TV shows from 3 years ago.
Wow.
And I'm like, whoa, The Rookie. Like, I guess Nathan Fillion's in a new cop show that came out 8 years ago.
Oh,
like,
God.
It's all that. Or it'll be, like the lowest common denominator, like, somebody... Like, it's all viral clips that I've seen before. Like, somebody on a zip line that's breaking, and it's like, and then it'll be like, this guy was on a zip line and he went crazy. Like,
wow, I love that stuff.
They're terrible. And then I finish pooping and I go.
Good. Yeah, because I forget. No, you know, that's the difference between certain guests is not everybody, some people just are standing when they go to the bathroom.
Excuse me? Those people are perverts. They're watching themselves poop. Ew. Go on your phone, looking at yourself poop. Sorry.
Just checking it out.
Yeah, what are you checking it out? Like, relax, guy. Get on your phone.
Person who just doesn't go on their phone. Raw talking in the bathroom is crazy.
No, it's crazy. It's like, what are you doing?
All right, next question. Miles.
Yes.
What's your current wallpaper / background on your phone? Oh, mine!
No, I forget if you lose your phone, you take it.
Yeah, I confiscate phones here.
Okay, honestly, I gotta be honest. Trees.
Trees!
Sorry, nature guy.
Is it a picture you took?
It honestly isn't, and normally it's a photo of my kids. Recently it was granola. It was a close-up of granola.
What?
Well, I feel like my phone background, I do a thing sometimes where... Like, I will turn my phone background to something just to take a screenshot of it to send someone that's my new phone background. I'll be like, new phone. You know what I mean? I'll be like, new phone background. It'll be like a picture of them.
Yes.
Or like a picture of their granola.
Yeah, like something. When you're leveling up an inside joke where it's like, now you're making your own merch of it.
Because I love to make memes of people live. Like, that's something I'll do. If there's a group hang, I'll take a picture of somebody while, like, and then make a meme of them and then send it to the group.
You're just a treat.
I do like that.
And when you go inside your phone, is it the same, the treat?
Unfortunately, it is the same, and it is very boring, and it just goes soft
focus. So it's a stock photo of a tree?
That's a good question, and I think the answer is yes. I think it is, like, I Google search tree. This is the so boring. I Google search tree, and then I made it my background.
Content creator has Google search tree photo for background on iPhone. The picture's like you caught getting out of
the car. The picture's me pulling up my pants. Huh?
not with your pants down.
Not with my pants down.
The tree is your background.
But I remember I changed it to my friend's granola, and it was my friend's granola for like 6 months.
Okay.
And my wife's mom was like, "Why is it not a picture of our beautiful children?" It's like you have like some granola. I just thought that was funny.
I'm crying, Miles. Okay, what was the last rabbit hole you went down?
Oh, man, I get sucked into stuff that just does not matter.
Yeah, where you don't even remember it.
Did you see the thing about the girl and she went to a birthday? I can't believe I'm talking about this. The girl who went and she went on a birthday dinner and then she brought her own cake. And then her and her friends had some of her cake and then she gave it to the chef and she, or like to the waiter and was like, "Can you put this back in the fridge?"
Oh.
Right? And then, "Can you put this back in the fridge?" And then at the end of the dinner, they were like, "Can we have the cake?" And the staff had eaten some of her cake. And so everyone's freaking out online about this.
Wow.
And they were like, and then so the reason I found this is because I was looking up restaurants to go, for me and my wife are going to go get a cocktail or something. And I was like, why does this restaurant have ass reviews? Like it's like a lot of reviews and it's like 3.2 stars. And it was just because of this one TikTok.
Wow.
So I went to the restaurant.
Oh my God, you went there?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Because I was like, yeah, they ate her cake, whatever. They probably didn't know. They didn't know it was her cake.
Yeah.
And not to defend this.
It's a rare request. It doesn't happen very often when someone asks a restaurant to store a personal cake in the fridge. Doesn't not every restaurant has experienced that, so I get that.
It's just fun. I get really into like, there's something funny about like people who are not content creators making TikToks that are like canceling like other people in their lives.
Yeah.
Where it'll be like, come with me, get ready with me while I talk about my best friend's a loser.
Yes.
And then it's like, wow, your life is crazy in Michigan. Like,
yeah, Michigan's crazy.
And then it's like, I'm fascinated by that. Interpersonal human drama that becomes internet drama.
Big time. My rabbit hole recently was the woman who, she's a teacher and she forgot her lunch. She asked her husband to bring her a lunch and it was like dog food and like empty chip bags.
What?
And everyone was like, leave him. And then she was like, no, he's amazing, guys, stop. And like,
yeah, that's wild. But it's also just the posting of it in and of itself is fascinating. Like,
everyone's an influencer.
Yeah. And she thought, like, I don't know, what did she think? She thought it was funny. I don't know.
She thought it was hilarious. No, it's like legit, it was a whole thing. So when you went to that restaurant, how was it?
It was fine. it was fine.
Did they give you cake?
But I think it was just like, I was like, I have to go see what it's like.
That's amazing.
I was like, I gotta go. Is it crazy? And it was like, this is like a really regular restaurant. Like, I just think it's funny how things get blown up on the internet and then you go and it's like, oh, this is like, I don't know.
You went to like a historical place now. It's the infamous cake restaurant.
That's right.
I love that. That makes me like, inspires me. I want to do that.
It inspires you. Turn the internet into real life.
Another question. What's your most recent bookmark?
I see, because the thing that I actually never look at that I should is I bookmark things on Instagram and I've never once looked at, I'm like, I'm saving this for later. For later. Oh my God.
Later, but for also forever.
Myself, I humiliated myself. On
new
the show.
New word just dropped. Later/forever.
Okay, so what's the most recent video I just bookmarked? Okay, wonderful. Finally, a mosquito solution that works. This is about, I'm trying to eradicate mosquitoes from my life.
Oh, so are you going through it right now with mosquitoes?
I get bit so much. It's out of control. I think I have sweet blood.
Uh-oh, sweet blood alert.
Do you get bit by mosquitoes a lot?
Yes, but I don't feel like I have much mosquito problems at home. Like I went to Mexico last year for a bachelorette trip. Oh, yeah. You know, as we do. And I was riddled with them.
I don't know why, but mosquitoes somehow are getting into my house and getting in my legs.
It is a recent years thing that mosquitoes are all up in LA.
What the hell is that about?
I don't know. Have you seen the little bug bite thingy that like sucks, you like suck on it?
Oh yeah, you suck on it. No, it is like a little plunger.
It's like a little mini plunger
and
syringe
you're supposed
thing.
To like... You like suck out the mosquito venom.
It does that.
But I don't think it's venom. I think the reason that mosquitoes itch is because it's just their nasty little mouths, right?
I think it's like whatever their saliva is or whatever's on it, it like itches.
Yeah.
It's just we have an itch.
Oh my God, they get me like crazy.
Yeah. Those guys.
Mosquitoes, for real.
That's a very funny bookmark to have. And it's like you didn't even buy it or anything.
I didn't buy the solution. I'm thinking about it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Here's another one. Last celeb that you cold DM'd.
Oh, you know my saying? God. Cold DM'd? Just are you cold DMing celebrities?
I have DM'd people and been like, hey, I'm a big fan, just letting you know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like you're a level of cool that people are probably flattered by that. I feel like if I DM a celebrity, they're like, that's going, sorry, blocked.
Who is this guy?
I feel like more often than not, I'm DMing people to do Perfect Person. Honestly, though, I am pretty safe with it because I feel like when I first started the show, I would DM people that, like, I had no business having on the show. Mm-hmm. Like, people from TV or whatever, and they weren't seeing it or whatever. Now, I'll usually be like, I need to have, like, 3 or 4 people that person follows on the show before I'll ask them to do it. So I can be like, we've had people like Courtney Miller and Shane Topp and whatever. I'll say the people that the person follows, and then they'll be like, oh, nice. I guess I do know about the show.
That's just good strategy, I think.
That's just good strats, man.
Who's the biggest person you've ever reached out to, that whether or not you got them? Please.
The biggest person that I ever reached out to? One. This is actually crazy, but I do think I DM'd Chapel Roan like years ago before she had popped.
Whoa.
She did not respond.
But of course.
Of course, but of course.
Who is this man?
But I was just like, it was before, you know, she had super
exploded.
Popped. And I was like, okay, actually maybe like this is somebody that might do the show.
Ah.
But to no avail.
To no avail, unfortunate. No avail. That's so cool, though. So you knew Chapel Roan before she was cool?
Yeah, I mean, that was sort of my humble way to let everyone know that I have cool music.
That's really epic. I was listening to Troye Sivan before I realized I was listening to Troye Sivan.
Really?
Like, I didn't know that Troye Sivan was, like, on YouTube. I had songs that I listened to. I'm really bad on, like, Spotify where I'll be like, this song is really good. I'm not even going to look at the name of the song or the artist, but I hit just, like, and if it hits in my shuffle again, great. I don't know.
You're just living in the moment.
Yeah, a little bit. Another question time. What subreddits are you meandering about in?
It's a really good question.
Subreddits scare me.
I mean, Reddit in general is sort of a similarly like rage baity type of place for me. When I go to the main page, I see things that, you know, like.
No.
But usually it's like, I feel like the ones that pop up on my like home screen are D&D related, mechanical keyboards related. I'm deep into mechanical keyboards.
Okay.
I'm a mechanical keyboard.
You got some head nods
clicky,
in here.
Clicky, ticky, clicky. So I love that. And even during the pandemic, I was like consuming a lot of mechanical keyboard content.
Mechanical keyboards and D&D.
And like anything analog.
Analog.
Like old weird tech stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about physical media earlier.
Physical media, I'm into Blu-rays now. In a big way. Yeah, in a big way I'm into, and if you're looking at me, you're thinking, this guy's got Blu-rays, you'd be right.
Hey, I get it, it's fair.
Like, I'll do a deep dive on a hobby in a big way, where I'll go on the Reddit threads and I'll freaking grind on them. And so, I'm grinding on them. The Blu-ray hobby is the same thing, where, like, I bought a Blu-ray player, okay? Uh-huh. When I was touring, I was stopping at, like, used Blu-ray places and getting, like, oh, I found this cool, I found The Walking Dead Season 1 on Blu-ray. I've already seen it, but I wanted it for some reason.
Now.
And I got it, and I found Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol on Blu-ray. So now I've got like 8 Blu-rays, and I got to be honest, I'm going to come clean on the show. I have not set up the Blu-ray player. I haven't watched a single one. Yeah. It's a new hobby for me. So I'm into the collecting phase.
You're a noob.
I'm a noob, okay? r/fail. r/Blu-ray fail. But I got to get into watching them.
So you're intentional on Reddit and you are like researching hobbies and seeing what other people are saying about your hobbies?
I mean, I'll doom scroll. Don't get me wrong. I feel like Reddit's also weird where it'll be like, my hobbies and all my interests. Then it'll be like some horrible story.
Yeah.
Like r/confession. And it's like, I'm the worst piece of shit ever.
Yeah, or like the title is a crime.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want to see that. I want to see like my little hobbies.
The challenge is, text me this sentence.
Okay.
Hey, did you see Big Fat Meatballs flopped? It was low-key way better than We Bring the Boom. So IDK, why the f*** people are sleeping on this banger?
Sorry, what?
I just read what's on the cards, pal.
I want you to tell me that sentence again. And I want you to tell me with feeling.
Hey, did you see Big Fat Meatballs flopped? It was low-key way better than We Bring the Boom. So IDK, why the f*** people are sleeping on this banger?
This is the Can We Text Like Gen Z challenge?
Yes.
So is Big Fat Meatballs, because I obviously, oh my God, they have a new video? This did flop. Wait, what the hell? This flopped?
Oh no, did they get shadow banned? Oh wow, they're in a kitchen and they're nodding and dancing. Oh, Fortnite dances.
The Rizzler is doing a Fortnite dance.
Wow, that father and son are conspiracy clone.
I fear for them.
Yeah,
he's growing up fast. I fear for the Rizzler. I really do.
I fear him.
I don't fear him. I fear for him. I worry that the Rizzler is gonna have a Justin Bieber style moment,
like a crash out.
Yeah,
I think that's fair to say. I think I get nervous about parent-child dynamics on YouTube.
I agree. Yes, I do, especially with this kid.
It's they not look their like, kid. Are we
the Rizzler is the friend of the kid, right? Kid.
But Big Justice is.
No, and honestly, which makes you nervous? The child with his dad making content or an unsupervised child is also with another child and his dad making content?
I'm worried about the Rizzler. I worry about the Rizzler a lot, and I worry that... And that's also one of the cast members, but I don't know his name.
A random guy?
Yeah. Have you seen MD Foodie Boys?
MD Foodie Boys.
Oh, you gotta watch
Guys,
MD Foodie Boys.
The internet is too big,
no,
I fear.
MD Foodie Boys is a bunch of children, and they have this podcast where they just talk about food. MD Foodie Boys, Little Yachty just did their show.
Oh my God.
But they're
God.
Literally just like, they'll be like, hey, like, I'm not going to lie, but I've never tried any vegetables. And then he's like, that's crazy. And then they're like, what's your favorite type of pizza? And then one of them goes, cheese. And the other one, the other one's like, yeah, cheese is good.
I've never tried, but it's kind of normal.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I've never tried any vegetables. Not going to lie. Never
Come
tried.
On,
not going to lie.
I don't know if I will. Not into them.
Not even any?
Nah. I've tried potato.
Potato.
French fries.
Yeah.
French fries cap.
That's the French fries cap. Vegetables.
Yeah, I think
you're
frying
a vegetable. And that's the most unhealthy vegetable you could have tried.
Yeah, greens. No greens.
I think a
no
salad. Green bean. Green beans
this
are fire.
This is insane.
These guys rock, man. You're looking at the future governors of our states. Have you seen the way that shit is going right now, Court? These are leaders of state. One of those people is going to command the military.
Oh, Miles.
I don't hope for it.
This is insane.
I don't hope for it, but I know it's real.
When I see podcasts like that where it's like, you guys don't have jobs or have to pay taxes or anything, you can say anything right now. Like, you're a child.
Yeah.
You could steal from a CVS tomorrow and you're fine. You're not going to do it. You're a child. You're fine. They're in a full-on studio recording with mics nicer than mine.
I know. I do. Yeah, it's tough because...
But they're talking so silly. I'm not, like, mad. What I'm trying to say is, like, it puts a strange feeling in my gut of, like, you guys are, like, cosplaying as adults right now. Like,
oh, right. It's like, you should be outside, like, playing with sticks.
Yes, like, play with sticks, like, but, like, or, like, at least go play Minecraft. I'm sure they do. But it's, like, the things that they're talking about, I felt like, I'm like, who's their audience?
Yeah,
is it more kids listening to this going, period, yes.
Honestly,
agree.
There's something so awesome about a kid listening to that on the bus. And being like, cheese is actually low-key like a good pizza.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's interesting. But I think also it's like, you know, why play with sticks when you could be grinding business?
True. Grinding business and making podcasts with your boys.
With your freaking homies.
It's just their worlds are so small because they're so young. And so it's so funny because podcasts make everything feel so big. You know, when you're talking, everything's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're that young, it's like, when I was that young, it's like, I don't think I had a single good opinion.
No.
It just was, I was shooting from the hip.
I like feel like I wasn't conscious.
No, I thought I didn't like tomatoes. And then I did like them later. But at the time, if I had said like, I don't like tomatoes and I post that, that's forever.
It's like, it's just the child saying, not gonna lie, never tried a vegetable. I'm like, that is the most important thing he said that day. You know what I'm
really?
Saying? Like,
yeah. If my children want to become podcasters, it's gonna be tough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they want to go into the family business.
But if they want to be like you.
Well, I know. See, that'd be cute. My son doesn't do a thing where he goes to the mic in my studio and he goes, hey, dude. And he's like,
wait, he goes to what?
He'll like come visit my studio and he'll sit in the chair and go, hey, dude.
He
and then like,
it to
I think that's what he thinks I do all day, which is not really, you know, that is sort of what I do.
That's so sweet. Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
That's amazing because that's how you talk to him.
That's right. I go, hey, dude.
Oh my God, you never texted me.
I have to text you the exact thing. You're okay. And tell me the sentence once more.
Hey, did you see Big Fat Meatballs flopped? It was low-key way better than We Bring the Boom. So IDK, why the people are sleeping on this banger?
Why? Why am I doing this? Big Meatballs flopped. It was low-key way bigger than We Bring the Boom. IDK, but this is slopping.
Slopping?
Okay, I did not spell any of it right.
Let's see. Hey, did you see Big Fat Meatballs flopped? It was low-key way bigger than We Bring the Boom. IDK, but this is slopping. I mean, there's no quotations, but...
No, see, I'm not... does that mean I'm sort of like... I'm texting like Gen Z?
I'll be honest. I think I would have failed this even harder. And you did it.
Thank you.
I'd say he passes. And it's on IGDM. Yes. Okay, last question. Who's the last person you followed on Instagram?
Oh, Stepping Through Film.
What's that?
Have you seen Stepping Through Film?
Uh-uh.
Okay, there's this guy who's this really sweet British guy, and he's like, I love movies so much. And he's really, like, quite nice. And he interviews celebrities, and he will go to locations where movies were shot, and he'll hold up a photo of the movie and place it in exactly where the location was.
Whoa.
And then take a photo of that. So it's like the screenshot of the movie inside like the physical location of the thing. And it's really cute. And then he was interviewing like Tom Cruise and Denzel, and he was just like, I just love movies so much and it's so sweet. And he's got this little film journal. And I got served it the other day. And I thought it was so, I was just like, this is so positive and lovely. And it's just about like, you know, the love of the game. So I thought that was a good follow.
That's a great follow. That sounds like really good content.
Yeah, it is. It was not slop.
That's a URL green flag.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so I have heard, it was brought to my attention that you're an idea guy.
No, oh, what can I
and
say?
And that you had this one pitch of something called Grease Boy.
Yes. It was called Can You Catch the Grease Boy?
Okay.
And
say more.
Well, I guess I'll dive in. When I worked at BuzzFeed, I shot a video. It was my first video that I shot. I was like an intern there. And I shot a video called like Mystery Deep Fried Taste Test, where I deep fried a bunch of random shit. And then I had people eat it. And Keith was in that video. And, you know, a bunch of other people were in it. And because I did this video, I had over-ordered cooking oil. So I had 2 gallons of cooking oil under my desk after the video that were left over. And I was like, what do I do with this? And then it was just sitting there for like weeks and weeks and weeks. And I'm like, okay. And I pitched a video called Can You Catch the Grease Boy? Where I get on rollerblades in a Speedo and I cover myself in oil. And I put out a wanted poster on Craigslist that says, can you catch the grease boy? $1,000 if you catch him and pin him.
And pin him?
And I put it all up over town. And then people are going, oh, my God. And it's a date and a time. And then I'm rollerblading in, covered in grease. And people have to try and catch me and pin me to get the cash. And then I've pitched this idea so many times at Try Guys, and it's been no every time. It seems like maybe I'm getting a little traction there on Can You Catch the Grease Boy. Because my idea would also be, not only do you release me as a grease boy, you release, like, fake grease boys as well. Who look like me.
Decoy grease boy.
A decoy grease boy. So you release decoy grease boys all throughout town, also covered in grease, also in underwear. And they're sort of going around. And then if they get pinned, and then they sort of take, but it's hard to pin me because I'm covered in grease. I'm slopping and slipping around. But then if you do pin me, you win a bunch of money. So it's sort of like Mr. Beeps meets
Mr. Beeps?
Grease.
Grease?
Mr. Beeps. He's huge on YouTube.
Okay, so define being pinned.
In my mind, it's like judo rule. Again, I'm covered in grease. I cannot possibly emphasize that enough.
I'm trying to picture it, yes.
But
yes.
I'm covered in grease, and they're trying to, and to me, it's like we have a ref, and they have to go 10 set counts, and I'm
10 down. Seconds. 10 okay, seconds, so they have to be able to hold you down for 10 seconds. Otherwise, you'll slip out.
Otherwise, I'll slide on out, and once I get my rollerblades going, you're never gone.
Wow. And I like that you keep saying around town as if like like as if like the entire like oh the entire borders of Reseda are the
yes,
town that
correct.
You are going to be in that day.
In my mind it would be the Venice Boardwalk.
Okay.
But
that
I think
terrain.
That's like it's almost too yeah, it's a little bit too tumultuous.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
A lot of people, and I think that if I get sand on my grease, then I'm going to actually add friction to my body. And then they're going to be able to pin me even easier.
Okay, and so no knee pads or elbow pads or anything?
I imagine me being fully nude except for the Speedo.
Okay, so you're going to get scraped.
I'm really good at rollerblading.
Or just
I'll
are
learn
you
if
so...
You're gonna, if the video gets greenlit, I'll learn.
Yes, you must. You must train. And maybe if you're so oiled up, actually that you won't get scraped because you'll just slide on the ground.
Well, correct. And honestly, the real truth of it is the other grease boys, maybe we all wearing like morph suit masks over our heads. So then you won't know if it's me until they can unmask me like Spider-Man.
And then when they reveal and it's not you and they go, no!
They go, no.
And then they have to go running.
And then they
you.
Say, you're a grease boys in another castle. Or, you know, whatever. Super Mario style. Hairless Super Mario style.
Hairless Super Mario! Would you shave for this?
Would I shave? Well, it would be simply too much hair. Court. Very hairy. So I think that it would be, I'll be slicked down though.
Okay. That is fine. Yeah.
That is fine. Yeah, I get that part. I get that you're greased up.
That's fine. I wanted to tell you, because I heard about this. I was like, wait a second. Did you know we kind of did that on Smosh Summer Games years ago?
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's a great premise.
Not very similar. I'll show you the clip.
Who got greased up?
Keith. So it wasn't, and it wasn't grease. It was lube.
Oh. I mean, I guess lube is sort of modern day grease. Grease.
Yes, it's like human cooking grease.
If I used canola oil, I think I would like break out in hives.
And we're doing a different kind of cooking if we, you know what I'm saying? You said hives?
Our bodies.
So the video was we played kickball and there was lube everywhere.
That's
just,
we
had literally
fun.
Bought
that's
like 50 tons of military grade lube for whatever, industrial grade. I think it was industrial grade lube.
The military's lubing each other up.
Yep, they're just lubing up because they don't want to get pinned by the enemy.
Oh, that's so
ready,
great.
Here it goes.
And he's lubed up. They're never going to get him.
The banjo music is crazy.
Incredibly funny.
This is, nobody planned this.
I love this. I mean, this is exactly what I'm thinking, but imagine me on rollerblades.
Rollerblades levels it up.
And I'm nude.
Yes.
But I'm wearing underwear.
Are you fast?
Oh, I'm very fast. On rollerblades, I might be less fast, actually.
Less fast.
Well, because I'm not very good at rollerblading, but I'll learn for the video.
And it's blades.
In my mind, also, it would begin it would begin with me in this garb, and I'm on a helicopter, and I'm sort of going, and it's sort of like a long shot on me.
Oh yeah.
And I'm on a rope.
And that's the
rope. And that's up. I descend from the rope onto the street, and then you see, and I look, and it's a stampede of people coming towards me. Because theoretically, it's so popular that we've gotten so many people to try to catch the Grease Boy. Because in my mind, also, it's like the Running Man. It's like we're giving away like $100,000.
Right.
But then I worried I'd get hurt. That's why we have the decoys.
Yes, the decoys are very good. And like, yeah, just be careful because if you get hurt, then what's it all for?
Exactly. Maybe if I get hurt, nobody gets the money.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really amazing idea. I think this should happen one day. It sounds like wholesome core, like hope core internet, like fun things that people do. Like that one guy who's like, come watch me in a whole rotisserie chicken at the park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That guy who does that. I mean, I like that. I think that more things should be done in the public square.
Yeah, it's like, hey, come watch me do this.
Come watch me get greased up and run around.
And try and catch me.
And try and kiss me.
Try and kiss me.
Whoever kisses the frog.
Just try.
I'll turn into a prince.
You got great ideas. You got good stuff, Miles.
Thank you so much.
I sure hope you keep doing this for a living.
Well, I certainly do. I certainly do, too. If I die before I grease myself up, what will have been?
What will it be for?
What will it have been? Will it have been worth it, Hamilton style?
You're such a theater nerd. You're like a theater
nerd. It will
nerd.
Have been worth it.
I'll be in the room where it happens.
Room where it greases.
We gotta go. It's time to go. Miles, I have concluded. Your time has come to know whether or not you are allowed online.
Oh, please.
And I've learned a lot about you today. There's some things in there that I don't know how I feel about. You're on thin ice, but Miles, I think you're allowed online.
Yes.
You're so great at making people feel good and helping them feel better and giving advice, and you're just such a good guy. I love that you're the Try Guys diversity hire for Muppet representation.
Truly. I do look like a Muppet.
You're in the best way. You're my favorite Muppet.
Oh, thank you.
Is that mean to say?
No, I'll take it.
Okay.
I'm taking any and all compliments.
Okay, we'll accepting compliments. You should tweak that phone background to something quirky.
Yeah. No, I...
Or just something that's yours.
Something that's mine, maybe. Maybe not just a generic image.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my face. Then I remember it's my phone.
That's very good. Or you can take a picture of a tree. And that's your tree.
I think I'll do that. Soft fade, me in the woods.
You walk into the woods and you never come back.
Miles was never seen again, text on screen.
That's so good. This has been URL. Miles, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Is there anything going on that you want people to shout out? Obviously, they need to check out your podcast, Perfect Person.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on there. A bunch of Smosh folk have been on there. What else do you have going on?
Oh, what else am I doing? Watch Perfect Person. I got videos on my YouTube channel. I haven't posted in a little bit, but I'm trying to make more stuff happen.
Nice.
I went to Chuck E. Cheese to see Helen Henny dance. This was like a year ago, but it's a hot little vid. So
wow.
Get on over there and watch me.
What? watch Miles, guys. I love Miles Monsignore. I need a t-shirt.
Thank you, Corey.
And you have to come back. You have to come back.
Oh, with love. With love. This is so awesome. Yeah. I love all of these little things on the wall.
Awesome. Yes, yes. You must come back just to look at those.
Just peep them.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. And hope you leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it today. Love you guys. Bye.